Okay, so this is our third shiur on the sugya of Birchas HaTorah. Unfortunately, our second to last, not because there's not more to say, but because our time is coming to a close. So we're going to try to cover a nice amount of ground today and on Sunday, and we'll do what we can. So we overall, just broad perspective, what we've been trying to do. We started off, the shiurim, basically mapping out different, perspectives in terms of the nature of Birchas HaTorah. We basically developed, four overall approaches. Approach number one was that it's Birchas HaShevach. Approach number two was that it's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Approach number three is that a Birchas HaNenin. Approach four was sort of a combination. Basically, it's like a combination, right, thereof, right? It's either a combination of Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaShevach. That was the box version. Or a combination of Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenin. That was the stipulous version. Fine. But once we basically established, right, in the different mefarshim, these various approaches to Birchas HaTorah, we then started looking at the pratim, the different details, right, in the sugya, and seeing how all the details of the sugya are really impacted by this lamdas, right, by the nature of Birchas HaTorah. So the first, I'll say, broad issue that we started discussing was the issue of, right, the Isser, right, the Isser Limud Kodem HaBracha, and we basically analyzed, right, basically, number one, what's the source of the Isser? And then from the perspective of the bracha, is the bracha just about being matir the Isser, or are there additional components as well? That was basically yesterday's year. Today I'd like to discuss a second, broad issue, which is basically how dinei hesach hadas play into Birchas HaTorah. And then we're going to see, number one, they're going to be two different issues we have to discuss within the broad issue of Hefsek, and we're going to see that these issues are going to be, directly impacted by the nature of the bracha, right? So we're going to discuss two different issues that relate to Hefsek generally. The first issue, we'll call, is the issue of limud tzamach lebracha, right? The issue discussed by Rishonim about whether a person needs to learn, right, immediately after having recited the Birchas. So before we get into, right, the shitos in terms of right, the shitos within Birchas HaTorah, I'd like to just analyze this question, let's say just first, from the perspective of the different approaches, invoking some general makoros that relate to these brachos generally. So if you're to analyze the question about whether, right, just misvara, you would need to learn right after reciting Birchas HaTorah, it would similarly depend on the nature of Birchas HaTorah, and let's go one by one, right? If Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, so generally, right, do you need to recite a Birchas HaMitzvah right before you do the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Yes. Right, what are the different makoros for this? Exactly. So the Gemara in Pesachim, Zayin Beis, establishes the din of, what is it called? Over Las Yasin, which basically generally means that you need to recite the bracha, right, before you do the mitzvah. So there, the context really is it before or after, but generally speaking, it seems that you need to recite the bracha right before you do the mitzvah. So Gemara in Pesachim establishes that. But then there's another Gemara in Menachos, Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, which again then establishes further that not only do you have to recite the bracha, right, a Birchas HaMitzvah before the Maisa Mitzvah, right, in contrast to afterwards, you also need to make sure that there's no hefsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah itself. What's the context of the Gemara Menachos? Mitzvah Tilling. And basically, we're not getting into all the details. Basically, the Gemara is saying that you need to, it's a problem to be mafsik in between the Birchas HaMitzvah on Tefillin and the Maisa Mitzvah of Hanachas Tefillin. And basically, the Gemara there says, we're not getting into the details now, but if you're mafsik in between the bracha and putting on the Shel Rosh, you're going to need to repeat a bracha for the Shel Rosh. Again, famous Machlokas Rashi, Rabbi Natan there, in terms of, which brachos you have to repeat. We're not getting into the details right now. But the Gemara clearly establishes that you can't have a hafsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Maisa Mitzvah itself. So again, from the perspective of Birchas HaTorah being a Birchas HaMitzvah, it would seem pasha that you would need to learn immediately after reciting the Birchas HaTorah, because you can't have a hafsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Maisa Mitzvah. That's the Birchas HaMitzvah. Moving on to Birchas HaNenin. Again, any makoros that suggest whether you need to make sure that you make your bracha samach to eating? Any, what? Exactly. The Gemara on Mem Amud Aleph. What is the Gemara Mem Amud Aleph discussing? Exactly. Right? The general implication of Mem Amud Aleph, right, this whole sugya of Tol Bruch on Mem Amud Aleph, is that you can't be mafsik in between a Birchas Hananin and the subject of that bracha, and the right, i.e., which is the Maisa Achila. Right? And then the Gemara there, the interesting thing about this sugya there is that what types of dibur constitute a hefsik? That's the discussion there, which is one of the sugyas we plan on doing, but obviously didn't have time for it. But again, from a Birchas Hananin perspective, similarly, it seems very clear that you can't be mafsik in between a Birchas Hananin and the Maisa Hana, which is the subject of the bracha. So again, a Birchas Torah is a Birchas Hananin. Similarly, it seemed to be a Davar Pashit that you need to learn right after the Birchas Torah to ensure that there's no hefsek in between the Birchas Hananin and the Birchas Torah and the Maisa Mitzvah, and the Maisa Hana of Limud Torah. So again, basically, in short, within Birchas Mitzvah and Birchas Hananin, it seems to be a Davar Pashit that you would require Limud Tzarech LeBracha. But the approach that it's not so clear within is the approach of Birchas HaShevach. And we're going to discuss this, you know, within the Rishonim. But within Birchas HaShevach, it's not so clear whether you would require a limud, it's basically samach lebracha. On the one hand, you can say, since Birchas HaShevach is just a general shevach about Torah, so therefore, you don't necessarily need to learn, right? You don't necessarily need to learn right after. It's because the Birchas HaTorah, Midin, Birchas HaShevach, is a general Shevach about general Torah. So there's a tzad you can hear for not necessarily, you know, requiring Limud right afterwards. On the other hand, you can claim that maybe you do need Limud Tzarech LeBracha, even within the context of Birchas HaShevach. Can anybody offer a svara for why Birchas HaShevach, even if it's Birchas Torah's Midin Shevach, why you would need to learn Torah right away? Excellent. That would have been my language. Perfect. Right? Basically, you need to offer context to the Birchas HaShevach. You're not just saying Shevach out of the blue. You're saying Shevach in a certain context because you're about to learn. So it could be that you would require Limud Samach LeBracha to offer context of my Shevach. What am I offering Shevach about? Exactly the Limud HaTorah, which I'm about to do. So again, in short, within Birchas HaMitzvah and within Birchas HaNen, it's a Dever Pashit that you would require Limud Samach LeBracha. But within the perspective of Birchas HaShevach, it's not clear. You can hear two tzadim about whether you say you don't require Limud Samach LeBracha within Shevach because the Birchas HaShevach is a general Shevach, or do you say no, even within Birchas HaShevach you would require Limud Samach LeBracha because you have to offer context to the Shevach. You're not just offering Shevach in a vacuum, you're offering Shevach specifically because, you know, you're offering Shevach about Torah, and, you know, and you have to learn Samach LeBracha to show, to be Mitzarev the Shevach to the subject of the Shevach. So that's the overall, you know, analysis. And now, once we have that overall analysis, we can then better appreciate, you know, the Rishonim, who are going to adopt different approaches to this issue. And then we're going to have to obviously connect Lishitasos, and things are going to become interesting. But sometimes it's just, for organizational sake, sometimes it's good to just, you know, present the analysis beforehand, and it'll just keep everything organized. Okay, so that was the analysis. And now in terms of the evidence of Mefarshim, in terms of this question of whether you need Limud Samach LeBracha. So the first approach we're going to see is the group of Rishonim who say that Limud Samach LeBracha is required, right? And just to tie it together, this for sure would work out well with the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Birchas HaNenen approach, and possibly even within the Birchas HaShevach approach. So again, the first approach, the Rishonim, the Limud Samach LeBracha is required. Again, for sure works out well with the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, for sure works out with the Birchas HaNenen approach, and possibly within the Birchas HaShevach approach, if you assume that the Birchas HaShevach needs context of the Limud. Okay, so with that, now let's look at some of the Mefarshim. So if everyone can open up, right, in the Tosas on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, this is a very crucial Tosas. There are many, many different deos in the Tosas, and we're going to have to analyze them as we go along. So again, so the Tosas starts off with the Yerushalmi. And the Yerushalmi is going to be the first makur for this idea of requiring Limud Samach LeBracha. Kovi, would you mind starting us off? Do you remember the Parsh Shekvar Niftar Ba'Avar Rabba? Tosa starts off by quoting this Yerushalmi. See the Yerushalmi?
Yerushalmi, Yesh Ha'ad Avrinan Shekvar Niftar.
Al-Atar. Right, that the only time you're going to be Yotze with Avarabba is if you learnt immediately afterwards. Right? You know, the Avarabba is only going to work as a Birchas HaTorah only if you learn right afterwards. Right? And again, we're going to see right now, the Gemara now is not, sorry, Tosas is now is not assuming that this Shita of the Yerushalmi is limited to Avarabba. At this stage in Tosas, we assume that this Shita of Tosas, that this Shita of the Yerushalmi of requiring Limud Tzamach LaBracha applies Bain to Avarabba, Bain to Birchas HaTorah proper. We're going to see that from this first question. So our minhag is that we recite Birchas HaTorah during Birchas HaShachar, but then we go to work and we don't end up, you know, opening up our first, you know, we don't end up opening the Daf Yomi until much later in the day. So the question is, am I? Basically, why isn't this a problem? The fact that there's no limud samach lebracha, if the Yerushalmi just said clearly that limud samach lebracha is required. So the first answer, again, the assumption of the question is that the Yerushalmi shita of limud samach lebracha in the context of Avarabba also carries over to Birchas HaTorah proper, because the minog that that is being quoted in the Tosas is similarly referring to Birchas HaTorah proper, and yet Tosas is bothered. And the first answer of the Ri, the first day of the Ri, is going to accept this assumption. The Hishiv Ri. So the first day of the Ri says yes, Yerushalmi holds that Limud Samach Lebracha is required both for Avarabba and for Birchas HaTorah proper. What about our minhag? Because we pass like the Bavli, and the Bavli doesn't require this. And we'll get back to that. But again, so the first makor for this idea of Limud Samach Lebracha being required for Birchas HaTorah proper is the first day of the Ri's understanding of the Yerushalmi. So the Yerushalmi, Lefi, the first day of the Ri, is the first makor for this idea that even Birchas HaTorah proper requires Limud Samach Lebracha. That's the first makor. And then there's a later Deya in Tosas, which is even clearer that you need Limud Samach Lebracha even for Birchas HaTorah proper. If you skip towards the end of Tosos, where you see there's like a period towards the end, it says Vatzarfatim, right? The French, basically. Binyamin, would you mind reading for us? See Vatzarfatim, Nahagu.
Vatzarfatim, Nahagu, Lorem, Sokim, Obrachas Kohanim, Begam Eilu Dvarim, She'en Lom Shir, She'i Mishnah, Eilu Dvarim, She'adam Ochel Perisayim, She'u Braisa.
Exactly. So the Tzarfatim, right, the minug in France, right, was to paskin like this Yerushalmi, again assuming, right, that you need limud samach lebracha for Birchas HaTorah proper, right? It's not explicit, but it sounds like the Tzarfatim are requiring this type of limud, like we do, right, halacha lemaisa, in the Shulchan Aruch, even for Birchas HaTorah proper. So again, not only is the Ri's first day of understanding of the Yerushalmi that Limud Samach Lebracha applies to Birchas HaTorah proper, these Tzarfatim, the minhag in Tzarfas, seems to apply this as well. Fine. Good. The next, right, just two more, another makor for this, is going to be very important in terms of the analysis, is the Rambam. Anybody have the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah? So the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Yid Aleph, we're going to see, also mentions this requirement of Limud Samach Lebracha, and given our analysis yesterday, some interesting things are going to come out. So again, this is the second din, the second aspect that the Rambam discusses in Halach Yid Aleph. Nadav, would you mind? Yeah. So what does he say? Every day there's a chiyuv to recite Birchas HaTorah, va'achar kach kori ma'at midivrei Torah. Sounds like there's a chiyuv, right? There's a requirement of limud samach lebracha. But now we have to analyze this.
Samach lebracha, or is it just acher kach? Stam. Meaning, does it mean la'alter?
What?
Does the Rambam mean la'alter?
It sounds like acher kach. The implication is, and afterwards. So sometimes va'arkach is used as a lashon of like a matir, as we saw yesterday, but in this, and that's in halacha yud, Rambam sounds va'arkach as a matir. Here va'arkach, it sounds like, and afterwards make sure you learn. That's what it sounds. What? Exactly. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a chiyuv. Remember, this is the context where even if you don't plan on learning, is a chiyuv every day to make sure you're reciting the Birchas HaTorah, but you need to make sure that you're learning afterwards, right? Clearly holding this requirement of limud samach lebracha. But it's important, because remember yesterday we had a whole discussion, but what is this positive value of Birchas HaTorah that the Rambam is saying is a chiyuv b'chol yom? So if you remember, the Rav thought it was the value was Birchas HaMitzvah. And within that approach, then of course, Birchas HaMitzvah requires Limud Samach LeBracha, because based on our analysis before, of course, over the last and all the Makoros require for a Birchas HaMitzvah, for there not to be a hefset between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah. So that's totally understandable. But if you recall yesterday at the end, we were suggesting an alternative that for a number of reasons, I can review right now, for a number of reasons we suggested that the Rambam's positive value of Birchas HaTorah was not a Birchas HaMitzvah, but was rather what? Shevach. Therefore, it becomes important that the Rambam, right, if you accept that, that this value of Birchas HaTorah is Midin Shevach, yet the Rambam is applying the requirement of Limud Samach LeBracha even within Birchas HaShevach. So that is taking a stand on what we discussed before, that even within Birchas HaShevach, there's a possibility that you need to basically provide context for the Shevach. So this would be one makor that even within Birchas HaShevach you would require Limud Samach LeBracha. Again, even though, what do you mean, Shevach is just a general idea? No, because you need to provide context for your Shevach. So again, so if you adopt our preferred approach within the Rambam, that it's like a value of Shevach, yet what emerges if you put these two together is that the Rambam would hold of Limud Samach LeBracha even within Birchas HaShevach. That's an important ha'ar. But then, just in terms of Lamaisa, where this is brought at, right? So far we've had, right, the Yerushalmi Lefi, the first day of the Ri, you have the Minog of the Tsarfatim, then you have the Rambam, right, all saying Limud Samach LeBracha, and then it's also brought down in Shulchan Aruch LeHalacha. This is in Shulchan Aruch, Or Chaim, right, Mem Zayin, Se'if Tes. So there, the Shulchan, anybody have the Shulchan Aruch? So there's, if you don't mind. So there, again, he quotes the Yerushalmi, which we'll get back to. But he says in Sif Tes, Vahanachon
Zayin Tes.
Mem Zayin Tes, yeah. So skip the Yeshom, we'll go to Vahanachon just for now. See Vahanachon Shalol Lahafsik Beneim.
Vahanachon Shalol Lahafsik Beneim.
Right, so the nachon, the proper practice, is not to be mafsik between the bracha and the first time you learn. And therefore, Chinagu. Right, and this is right. This is our minhag, right? In the siddurim, they always have the Birchas Kohanim and the Eilu Devarims to make sure that you fulfill Limud Samach LeBracha. So again, this is brought down Lamaisa in Shulchan Aruch Mem Zayin Tes. So again, so in terms of this first approach, that Limud Samach LeBracha is required. Just in our overall analysis, we point out that for sure works out within the Birchas Hanan and the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, and we point out, but there's even a tzad that it could work out within the Birchas HaShevach approach, assuming that Birchas HaShevach requires context. But now that's going to bring us to the second approach in the Mefarshim, which say the Limud Samach LeBracha is not required. Right? So and in terms of this, right, for this Shita, that you don't require Limud Samach LeBracha, again, that would seem to point in the direction Dafka of one approach. What's the only approach? Shevach, exactly. The only approach would seem to be able to explain the Shita of not requiring Limud Samach LeBracha is Birchas HaShevach, and again, and a tzad within that. So it's very important. It's not pashut within Birchas HaShevach, but there's a tzad, at least within the Birchas HaShevach approach, to understand the shita of not requiring Limud Samach LeBracha, again, assuming that the Shevach is a general Shevach, and therefore it doesn't have to be associated with any particular Limud HaTorah. So the makor for this, again, as the Ri in Tosas points out, is the Bavli. Right, the Ri in Tosos that we just read before points out that the fact that the Bavli never mentions this requirement of Limud Samach LeBracha, says the Ri, that's an indication that the Bavli, right, rejects this requirement and holds that Limud Samach LeBracha is not a requirement. So again, the Ri, b'shem the Bavli, establishes that basically, according to the Ri, the Bavli is clearly adopting a Birchas HaShevach approach, and therefore it does not require Limud Samach LeBracha. Fine, that's pretty straightforward. Now, where things get a tiny bit complicated, is the Ri's second day. I don't think we read this yet. But remember, right, the Ri's, right, remember, Tosa starts off by quoting the Yerushalmi, right? It says you require Limud Samach LeBracha in the context of Avarabba, that's what it says. And then Tosa asks, how does that square with the Minug, right, minhag in Ashkenaz, right, with the Balei Tosafot are coming from, which is not to learn right afterwards. So the first answer is, the minhag in Ashkenaz is the paskin, like the Bavli against the Yerushalmi. That was the first day, we just discussed. But then comes along a very important second day. Aaron, would you mind reading the Va'od? This is the second day of the Re. It's going to be a very important chilek, which we're going to have to spend a couple of minutes analyzing. Yeah.
This only applies to
according to the second day of the Re, saying what? That the Yerushalmi only requires limud some of the bracha in what context?
After
Avar Abba. Exactly. Why? Very important lashon. Exactly. You're going to explain this, but some there seems to be some connection. The fact that Avar Rabba primarily is a Birchas Kriyashma, and it's only like secondarily a Birchas HaTorah, so therefore for some reason, because it's only like a secondary purpose, therefore some reason that requires Limud Samach Lebracha. Aval. Right, but if you're doing it with the Birchas HaTorah proper, as we'll call it, so that doesn't require Limud Samach Lebracha, and that's going to cover the entire day. So here you have, right, that the second day of the Re, B'Shem the Yerushalmi, is that the requirement of Limud Samach Lebracha is only by Avar Abba, but when it comes to Birchas HaTorah proper, Limud Samach Lebracha is not required. So the question we're going to have to analyze right now is, what's the basis of this distinction between Avar Abba and Birchas HaTorah proper? Right? If Birchas HaTorah proper doesn't, right? The fact that Birchas HaTorah proper doesn't require Limud Samach Lebracha, it sounds like his Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShavach, right, based on our analysis. It sounds like Birchas HaTorah proper is a Birchas HaShavach, which therefore doesn't require Limud Samach Lebracha. But then, why wouldn't Avar Abba also not require Limud Samach Lebracha? What's the basis of this chiluk? So we're going to present right now two different explanations, actually, one of which I actually just heard yesterday. B'Shem, actually, Yedidya's grandfather, actually, Mayor Finkelstein, just informed me that a Rav Shechter has a mahalach, and then we're going to present an alternative, which I always thought was pshat, but Rav Shechter has a very fascinating explanation. So the question is, if Birchas HaTorah proper doesn't require Limud Samach Lebracha, so why is Avar Rabba any different? So says Rav Shechter, an interesting chiddush, and that is that the nature of Birchas HaTorah proper is different fundamentally from the nature of Avar Rabba, as follows. While Birchas HaTorah proper is Midin Birchas HaShavach, and therefore it doesn't require Limud Samach Lebracha, says Rav Shechter, Avar Rabba works Midin Birchas HaMitzvah. Right? The idea is that Avar Rabba, according to certain shittos, famously the Ramban shita, that Avar Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah for what? For Kriyat Shema. Right? According to the Ramban, the chidushim of the Ramban, right, the first piece in Maseches Brachos, the Ramban holds this idea that Avar Rabba is a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriyat Shema. And the Ramban there says, and that's how it works as a substitute for Birchas HaTorah. Meaning, says the Ramban, that Avar Abba works as a Birchas HaTorah, midin Birchas HaMitzvah on Kriyat Shema. So says Rav Shechter, perhaps that's the basis of this second day of the Re, that while Birchas HaTorah proper is a Birchas HaShavach, and therefore it doesn't require Limud Samach Lebracha, but Avar Abba is working midin Birchas HaMitzvah, and as we pointed out before, Birchas HaMitzvah for sure requires there to be no hefsek between the Birchas HaMitzvah and the Ma'aseh HaMitzvah, and therefore Avar Abba requires Limud Samach Lebracha. So again, this Shita, right, this explanation of the Re, again, would align, if you think about it, with the Shita of the Ramban. Because if you put the Rambans together, remember I just said that the Ramban, right, in the beginning of the Chidushim and Brachos, says that Avar Abba works Midin Birchas HaMitzvah. But what does the Ramban hold about Birchas HaTorah proper? All right, what's the Birchas, remember, the Ramban, which of the Shechas HaEsen. He's the biggest Shevach person. So the Ramban, right, if it emerges, if you put the two Rambans together, the Ramban also has this breakdown. The Ramban has this breakdown that Birchas HaTorah proper is a Birchas HaShevach, right? Kishem HaShem HaKra, the equation to Birchas HaMazon is very clear in the Ramban, Shichas HaSeh. But yet the Ramban, at the beginning of Brachos, says that Avaraba works Midin, Birchas HaMitzvah, which is a fascinating phenomenon where you have the, like, the primary Birchas HaTorah proper is Midin, Birchas HaShevach, but yet the substitute is working Midin, Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a fascinating, you know, breakdown. But basically what Shachter is saying is that that same breakdown of the Ramban has is the pshat in the second day of the Ri, and therefore you have this nafkamina of limud tzamach lebracha, because that could possibly be a nafkamina between Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaShevach. Fine. So that's an important explanation. I just heard, you know, compliments of Meir Finkelstein from Rav Shachter. So I'd like to suggest an alternative, again, maybe it was an alternative at the time, but because if you look closely at the Lashon of Tosos, the impression that I got from Tosos is that he wasn't being mechalik between Ava Rabba and Birchas Torah proper based on them each one having a distinct nature, one being a Birchas Torah, one being a Birchas HaMitzvah, one being a Birchas HaShevach. What's the chiluk sound like, Aaron? Exactly. The simple explanation of Tosfos seems to focus on that Birchas HaTorah proper is primarily all about, you know, Birchas HaTorah. Masha Enkin, Birchas, and the Avarab is primarily about Birchas Kriya Shema, and only secondarily about Birchas HaTorah. So the question is, can we explain, what is this chilek, right? What this chilek of Tosfos, where something is primarily about Birchas HaTorah, or is only a secondarily about Birchas HaTorah, why would that affect the issue of Lima Tzamach Lebracha? So I'd like to suggest as follows. And that is to say that both Birchas HaTorah and Ava Rabba are Midin Birchas HaShevach. Right? They're both Midin Birchas HaShevach. As I pointed out before, within Birchas HaShevach, the question about whether you need Lima Tzamach Lebracha is whether you need to provide context for the Shevach. Right? Do you need to provide context for the Shevach to make it clear that it's talking about Torah? So perhaps, in light of that, this chiluk makes sense. By Birchas HaTorah proper, there you don't need context, because since Birchas HaTorah proper is all about Birchas HaTorah, therefore it's clear that Birchas HaTorah, the brachas Hashem bachar banu and lasak b'divrei Torah, is all about Torah. Therefore, you don't need context when it comes to Birchas HaTorah proper. But when it comes to Ava Rabba, when an Ava Rabba is generally all about a Birchas Kriya Shema, so there, in order to make it clear that this Birchas HaShevach is going on Limud HaTorah, so there, but davka in the context of by Ava Rabba, do you need Limud Tzamach Lebracha to provide context? So in light of our analysis before, that the two tzadim in Birchas HaShevach is whether you need to provide context for the Shevach, right? Once that's right, the chiluk, I thought you can then explain Tosfos's chiluk between a primary versus secondary as saying, yeah, when something is primarily all about Birchas HaTorah, you don't need to offer context because the context is clear from the brachos themselves. But Ava Rabba, there you need context, there you need Limud Tzamach Lebracha, because otherwise without that context it wouldn't be clear that Ava Rabba is going on Torah, and because otherwise you just assume that it's going on Kriya Shema. So that would be an alternative. It's again two explanations according to Rav Shachter. There's a fundamental distinction between the nature of Birchas HaTorah proper, which is Shevach, and Ava Rabba, which is Midin Birchas Mitzvah, and that explains the chiluk. What we're suggesting alternatively is that no, both Birchas HaTorah proper and Ava Rabba are Midin Shevach, but within Shevach, the question is when do you need context, and perhaps what Tosfos is getting at is that when something is primarily about Torah, you don't need context. When something is only secondarily about Torah, it's primarily about Kriya Shema, there you need to provide context. So that's an explanation. Yeah.
So would this work, like, even if you didn't have the one and on the right for the Birchas Torah? Is it, if you're megalomaniac, that was your context?
That's a good question. He's like, if you didn't have in mind, I think the post can, again, I think emphasizes you should have kavana. And then you're supposed to also learn to connect it. You're asking an interesting question. Let's say you learn after, like, basically, my Freya doesn't work. That'd be interesting. Again, that could be a nafkamina in terms of what. Again, I just touched on it lightly. There's a whole question about why is it that Ava Rabba, you know, works as a substitute. So it might depend on that. Again, if you understand it as being as a Birchas HaMitzvah, and the idea, again, the way the on the Ritz would explain is that because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah for Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema is Bechlal Torah, So then it carries over. So according to that, as long at the time you had Kavana for the Kriya Shema, and Kriya Shema is fundamentally Bechlal Torah, so it could be that as long as you provide the context later, you know what I'm saying, it's fine. So again, it depends, according to Rashi, if you look very carefully, it sounds like it's Midin Shavach. Basically, it might depend on the nature of Ava Rava working Midin Torah, as a replacement for Birchas Torah, which we're probably not going to get to, but it's a good issue to look at, yeah.
This second pshat in Ava Rava would only work according to one of our tzadim of what a Birchas Shavach is, correct?
Correct. Okay. Exactly. Right? Because we point out, within Birchas Shavach, there are two tzadim about whether you need to provide context or not. So this suggestion...
Rav Schachter's answer would work by both days?
No. I think Rav Schachter's explanation is assuming that for sure Birchas Shavach does not require, and only Birchas HaMitzvah requires. He's saying that Birchas Torah proper, that requires... Birchas Torah proper does not require Limud Samach LeBracha, because that's a Birchas HaShavach. The only reason why Ava Rava requires it because that's a Birchas HaMitzvah. Fine. Right, so again, overall, in terms of this, the second approach, the Limud Samach LeBracha is not required for Birchas HaTorah proper. So first you had the Re B'Shem the Bavli, then you had the second day of the Re B'Shem the Yerushalmi, right? Assuming the Yerushalmi is limited to Ava Rava, therefore, you know, within Birchas HaTorah proper wouldn't require Limud Samach LeBracha. And then it's important to note, at least, Yesh Omer in the Shulchan Aruch, right? The Shulchan Aruch and Mem Zayin Test, that same Shulchan Aruch I quoted before, starts off with the Yesh Omrim, that says Rashi Yesh Omrim Shem Hifzig Ben Birchas HaTorah Limudo in Bekachkol. Right, according to this, there's no problem. Right, because according to Yesh Omrim, Limud Samach LeBracha is not required. So again, that rounds out this list of the second approach of those shitas who don't require Limud Samach LeBracha. And again, for sure, would only, right, if you assume the Limud Samach LeBracha is not required for Birchas Torah proper. Again, based on our analysis, that would only work out if Birchas Torah proper is a Birchas HaShavach. Fine. Okay, so Adkan, the first, you know, discussion, which is about Limud Samach LeBracha. Now let's move on to, see what we're doing here, okay? Now let's move on to the second, you know, issue, which is, we'll call Hesach Hadas in the middle of the day. And basically, we'll see, it's not related, but doesn't completely overlap. This is a question, let's say you made a Birchas HaTorah, we'll call it basically this, Hesach Hadas Min Halimud, right? That's the question we're going to discuss now. Whether Hesach Hadas is going to be mechayev a new Birchas HaTorah. So again, just the tzir is as follows. It's a case where you recite Birchas HaTorah, and even if you learned right away, so you accomplished Limud Samach LeBracha, according to Loshitos, fine. But then you were Masiach Daito from learning. Do you then have to recite another bracha when you go back to learning later? Right? So again, the Limud Samach LeBracha was our first discussion. Is okay, so you have to learn Samach LeBracha. Now, the second issue discussed by the Rishonim, sometimes, you know, back-to-back, but it's really a distinct issue, is Hesach Hadas a problem when it comes to Birchas HaTorah? Okay? So again, before we get into the Shitos, like, let's analyze the question of whether Hesach Hadas is a problem for Birchas HaTorah in light of the various approaches. Let's do an analysis. So when it comes within Birchas HaMitzvah, again, within the approach that Birchas HaTorah is the Birchas HaMitzvah, and within the approach that's a Birchas HaNenen, so there we know that Hesach Hadas does play a role, right? If you're in the middle of doing a mitzvah, and you're Mesiach Das from the mitzvah, you're going to need to recite a new Birchas HaMitzvah. Similarly, when it comes to Birchas HaNenen, if you're in the middle of eating, and you're Mesiach Das, right, you're Nimlach, is the Lashon a lot of times in context of, you know, brachos. And you're nimlach, you decided you don't want to eat anymore. And then you go back and you're nimlach and you want to eat again, you require a new bracha. So it's clear from the, you know, the general evidence that in the realm of Birchas HaMitzvos, in the realm of Birchas HaNenen, Hesach Hadas is mechayiv a new bracha. That seems very clear. Fundamentally, for sure. But within Birchas HaShavach, again, it's not so clear. And again, it's going to depend how basically about the takana, or the gedder of the takana, assuming it's the rabbana, or the gedder of the mitzvah, assuming it's the raisa of Birchas HaShavach, right? And again, it's going to depend. Is the Birchas HaShavach, was it instituted as a daily chiyuv? Right? If Birchas HaShavach was a daily, you need to recite this Birchas HaShavach, so then it's a din in the day. And as long as you recited the Birchas HaShavach that day, That's going to fulfill your obligation for the entire day, irrespective of whether you're Mesiach Das. But there's another possibility. It could be that the way the Shavach was instituted from the Chamim or the Geder of the Chiv to Araisa, was that you need a Shavach for every time you're involved in Limud HaTorah. And if you think, right, that the Shavach was instituted as not a din, not as a daily chiyuv, but as every time you were involved in a Maisa Limud, you need to recite these divrei Shavach, then perhaps Hesach Hadas will play a role, because if you're Masiach Das, so then the next time you learn is considered a new Maisa Limud, which thereby requires a new divrei Shavach. So again, to summarize, within Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNen, it's Pashut, similarly, that Hesach Hadas plays a role, at least fundamentally, because we know that Hesach Hadas is Mechayev new Birchas HaMitzvos and new Birchas HaNenin B'chol HaTorah Kula. But when it comes to within the Birchas HaShevach approach, again, it's open. It's an open question as to whether the Birchas HaShevach was instituted as a daily chiyuv, in which case, right, it's a chiyuv on the day, and therefore it doesn't matter whether you're Mesiach Das in the middle of the day, or whether it wasn't instituted as a daily chiyuv, but it was a chiyuv attached to each Maisa Limud, in which case, right, if it's a Shevach attached to each Maisa Limud, so then if you're Mesiach Das in between Limudim, so then that's going to, you know, render your next Limud an independent new Maisa Limud, which would thereby require a new independent Divrei Shevach. So that's the analysis, again, as a Hakdama, before we get into the evidence and things get a little sticky. Get a little complicated. Okay, so let's start with the evidence, with the Rishonim, again, about whether Hesach Hadas is a problem or not. So let's start off with the first approach. The first approach is that Hesach Hadas is not an issue when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. So again, approach number one is that Hesach Hadas is not a problem when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. It's not going to be mechayev you to recite a new Birchas HaTorah. But within this first approach, that Hesach Hadas does not play a role, there are going to be two different versions, very important difference. Right? The first version, we'll call it 1A, says that Hesach Hadas fundamentally is not shayach to Birchas HaTorah. Right? That Hesach Hadas plays no role whatsoever when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. And again, this would align very nicely with the Birchas HaShevach approach, that if you assume that Birchas HaShevach is a daily chiyuv, so then, yeah, Hesach Hadas is fundamentally not shayach at all, because once you're mekayim, your daily chiyuv, who cares about Hesach Hadas? So again, version 1A is that Hesach Hadas is fundamentally not shayach at all to Birchas HaTorah, presumably aligning with the Birchas HaShevach approach, assuming that Birchas HaShevach is a daily chiyuv, and therefore Hesach Hadas is not applicable at all. Before we see the Rishonim within, just to see the contrast, approach 1B is going to say that while practically Hesach Hadas isn't a problem for certain reasons, fundamentally Hesach Hadas should be a problem. So according to version 1B, fundamentally, right, the nature of Birchas HaTorah is such that Hesach Hadas should play a role, but there are just some certain factors which dictate that practically speaking, there is no Hesach Hadas problem at play. So again, we'll see, that's going to definitely align with the, let's say, the Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaNenen approaches, which say, fundamentally, Hesach Hadas is a problem by Birchas HaMitzvah and Birchas HaNenen, but there's just certain factors, which we'll see, which dictate that there is no problem of Hesach Hadas when it comes to Birchas HaTorah. So again, those are the two different versions, which is important to know the contrast when we're trying to be midayik, which we've shown him full within which version. So going back to version 1a, that Hesach Hadas is fundamentally not shayach to Birchas HaTorah, again, because Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach, which is, you know, formulated in terms of as a daily chiv. So the first shita, which seems to say this, is Rabbeinu Tam in Tosfos. So if you look toward the end of Tosfos, this is Bahaya Rabbeinu Tam. This is Bahaya Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is like the first word in the line. Anybody see the Bamans you see? The Haya Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam is the
Haya Omer Rabbeinu Tam. Kishe Adam Omer Mitasa Balayla Lomo Chain Tarach Lavarach Brachas Atara. The Mesha Brachas Atara shall Esmol Shachris Poteris Ad Shachris Acheris below the year.
Right? So Tosfos disagrees. But Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, right? Sounds like as long as you recited a Birchas HaTorah on one day, that's going to cover you. Even if you slept, right? There's no big, practically speaking, there's no bigger Hesach Hadas than a Shenas Kavah. Right? When you're sleeping, Shena's Keva, that is for sure a Hetzach Hadas. So the fact that Rabbeinu Tam says, yeah, even if you have Shena's Keva and you wake up in the middle of the night, you're still covered by the original, you know, Birchas HaTorah, it seems very clear, and even his Lashon, right? Because the Birchas HaTorah shall etmol, right, shall esmol shachris, poteres ha-shachris acheres. The Lashon sounds like it's a din in the day. There's a daily chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah. Once you're Mekayim, that daily chiyuv, yesterday shachris, that's going to cover you for the entire day until the next shachris. So again, the first makor of this idea that Hetzach Das is fundamentally not shayach to Birchas HaTorah, seemingly because Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach, which was formulated as a daily chiyuv, the first makor for that seems to be Rabbeinu Tam. Fine. And then you also have another shita in Tosfos seems to say this, is the Ri. Right, if you we read this before, but the Ri's second day, right? When the Ri is b'machalik between Ava Rabba, which needs limud samach lebracha, in contrast to Birchas HaTorah proper, which doesn't require limud samach lebracha. So if you will go back now, the Ri, when he's in while discussing the issue of limud samach lebracha, he also sticks in the fact that right this second issue about Hesach Hadas. Aaron, would you mind? I read it the first time. See, let's go back to the Ode. Okay, this is the second day of the Ri. Yeah. That's the first issue, and the gam. And then he introduces both factors. There's the limud samach lebracha issue, and then there's also an issue of hesach hadas. It says the Ri in the second day, right? That avaraba, right, needs limud samach lebracha, and it's subject to hesach hadas. Aval. Oh, key line. Poteres kol hayom. Right, so the lashon of the Ri sounds like he's saying that when it comes to Birchas HaTorah proper, it's poteres kol hayom. Implication being, especially in light of the contrast to Avarava, that Hesach HaDas is not a problem because it's poteres kol hayom. Right, in line with the Rabbeinu Tam's language, it sounds like it's a din of the day, it's a daily chiyuv, presumably a daily chiyuv of Shevach, and once you offer your daily chiyuv of Shevach, Hesach Hadas is fundamentally not going to be a problem. So again, both Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri in Tosas seem to be holding up this first version, 1a, that Hesach Hadas is fundamentally not Shevach to Birchas HaTorah, presumably because it's a Birchas HaShevach. Fine. And again, okay, fine. And just in terms of, you know, Lahalacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Mem Zayin, Se'if, right, Simon Mem Zayin, Se'if Yud Aleph, quotes a Yesh Omrim who say this, and he says this is the Minhag, right? He says this is in Yud Aleph. He says Shenas Keva. Again, we pointed out if you're looking for an example of Hesach Hadas, it's Shenas Keva. So it says Shulchan Aruch Shenas Keva Biyom Al Mitaso. If you have Shenas Keva in the middle of the day, skipping a little bit, Yesh Omrim Delo Ave Hafsek. Right, there's a Yesh Omrim that's not a hefsik, b'chinago, and this is the minuk, right, lahalacha, that basically, that even Shena's Keva is not mechayev a new Birchas HaTorah, again, along the lines we're saying, showing that Hesach Hadas is clearly not shayach at all to Birchas HaTorah, presumably because Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach. So again, just happens to be put the different Shulchan Aruch Lamaisa together. It seems like the Shulchan Aruch, like Lamaisa, is holding that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaShevach, and therefore there's no issue of Hesach Hadas, but we require Limud Samach Lebracha, again, because we pointed out, because the Birchas HaShevach, there is one side that Birchas HaShevach requires context. So if you just put the different Shulchan Aruchs, you know, together, again, he quotes different shitas about all the different issues, but in terms of what he passes Lamaisa, we seem to pass Lamaisa that Birchas HaShevach and Birchas Torah is the Birchas HaShevach, but one which requires the context of Limud Samach Lebracha. Fine. So again, Ankan is approach 1a, which is to say that, right, which is to say that Hesach Hadas is fundamentally not Shayach to Birchas HaTorah. Now let's move on to the little more complicated approach, version 1b, which says that practically speaking, Hesach Hadas is not Mechayev a new Bracha, but fundamentally Hesach Hadas should be mechayev, and there's just certain factors which override this. So, and we pointed out, the fact that this approach is going to say that fundamentally Hesach Hadas applies, this would work out well with the Birchas HaMitzvah approach, or the Birchas HaNenen approach, for sure. And even possibly with the Birchas HaShevach, Al-Atzad, that the the Berachas HaTorah was instituted, connected to each Maaseh Limud and not instituted as a daily chiyuv. But I would say the most important makor for this is this Deya in the middle of Tosas, which is the Vim Tomer, where Tosas starts off by comparing Birchas HaTorah to the Birchas HaMitzvah of Leishev Pasuk. Arya, would you mind Vim Tomer? Alright, so today's Tosas is coming off the Re. Right, the Re just said that a Birchas HaTorah is Poteres Kol Hayom. So now Tosos, we're going to see, it seems to be a distinct Deya, is saying, wait a second, why would Birchas HaTorah work for the entire day? Maishna from the Birchas HaMitzvah of Leishev Pasukah. As we pointed out in the first day of the Sugya, what's the implication? What does this question seem to indicate about the nature of Birchas HaTorah? Sounds like the Birchas HaMitzvah, right? It sounds from the question that this day, in Tosas at least, is clearly holding that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas HaMitzvah, and therefore Tosas is bothered. Why is this Birchas HaMitzvah, Birchas HaTorah, any different than any other Birchas HaMitzvah, which is subject to the issue of Pesach HaTas, like in the case of Leishev Pasukah? Fine. So again, the question clearly indicates Birchas HaMitzvah, and we're going to see the answer is not going to say, oh, you got it all wrong, it's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, and Pesach HaTas is not Shayach. No. The answer is going to accept the assumption of the question that Pesach HaTas is fundamentally Shayach because of Birchas HaMitzvah. The answer is going to introduce a new factor and say, no, but there happens not to be any Pesach HaTas here, which is obviously a big chiddush. So let's see the way Tosos answers the question. Sivyei Shlomer? It's not that there is Pesach HaTas, but Pesach HaTas is not Shayach like version 1A. It's rather that if there was Pesach HaTas, it would be Mechayev, just like it is by Sukkah, but there happens not to be any Pesach HaTas. That's the structure. But the real problem with Tosfos is that why isn't there Pesach HaTas? So what does he say? Exactly. So it says Tosfos, a huge chiddush, says, because the Chiyuv Limud HaTorah applies all day, because the Chiyuv Limud HaTorah is constant, so there, the question is, what's the therefore? Therefore, he says, it says, if you're learning all day, right? He says, Havikimo Yoshev Kol Hayom Below Hefzek. And the question is, how do you get from point A to point? I mean, point A is that there's a constant Chiyuv. Point B, therefore, it's as if you're learning all day. Like, whoa, wait a second. Just because there's a chiyuv to learn all day, lemaisa, we're talking about, right, especially, we're talking about a person who's not learning, who stopped learning, went to work, and is coming back later. So lemaisa, the person was masiach daito from learning. So what's the connection, the fact that, who cares that there's a constant chiyuv, right? Why does a constant chiyuv change anything, have any bearing, have any impact on whether Lamaisa, the person, was Mesiach Taito? That's the big kasha on this Tosfos, right? What's the constant chiyuv? How does the constant chiyuv dictate that there is no Pesach HaTas? So here, this is like a famous Torah. So we're going to suggest two different answers. The first one is recorded by B'Shem the Rav in the Rishimos. And then we're going to present another one. I always heard B'Shem the Rav, but I guess this is not the one in Rishimos. Two different versions. But as I'm saying, it's a similar thing. So the Rav in Rishimos develops a very important Yisod. Says the Rav, what emerges from this Tosos is that the Maisa Mitzvah, which is the subject of Birchas HaTorah, is not Limud HaTorah, is not actual learning, but it's rather what he calls Isek HaTorah. Right? He says, it's not Limud HaTorah, it's rather this new concept called Isek HaTorah. We'll define in a second. And says the Rav, what's the indication that the Maisa Mitzvah at play is not Limud HaTorah, but rather Isek HaTorah? What's the one indication that the issue at here is Isek HaTorah? Okay, you're right, and that's the Tosfos. I'm saying, I'll give you a hint, Nusach HaBracha. All right, what's the Nusach of the Bracha? Lasok v'divrei Torah. So the Rav says, the Nusach of the Bracha of Lasok v'divrei Torah indicates that the Maisa Mitzvah at play here is not actual learning, Limud HaTorah, but it's what he calls Isak HaTorah. So now the big question is, what in the world is Isak HaTorah? So the way the Rav is presented in the Rishimos is saying that Isak HaTorah refers to basically like the recognition, right, the awareness of the centrality and importance of Torah in our lives. So says the Rav, this is the first explanation, that since a person always has this awareness about the centrality of Torah in our lives, what he calls, therefore, a person is constantly involved in Isak HaTorah, and therefore, from the perspective of Isak HaTorah, there is no Hesach HaDas. So although, yes, there's been a Hefsek, there's a Hesach HaDas from Limud HaTorah, and therefore, from the perspective of Limud HaTorah, you would require a new bracha, but since the Koveh is not Limud HaTorah, but it's rather Isak HaTorah, and Isak HaTorah is all about a mindset about this regarding the centrality of Torah, so says the Rav, since a person always has that mindset, so therefore there is no Hesach HaDas, and therefore you don't require a new Birchas Torah. And the Rav says, that's what Arya is referencing. The psukim of Vagisa Yom Valeila says the Rav, that's not what we're saying, that oh, you have to learn all day and all night. But the Achil of Vagisa Yom Valeila is that constantly you should have this perspective, this mindset regarding the chashivas, regarding the centrality of Torah. And as long as you're Mesiach Daito from that, that's going to be Kovet. So that's the first explanation. I guess the first explanation is focused on a person's mindset always being about the centrality of Torah, and therefore there wasn't Hesach HaDas from that. First explanation, yeah.
Okay, what if someone's not that front? Like...
Okay, good question. I should have that in my footnote. I'm not sure. Let's say the guy was having a bad day, and he started like, okay, what's Torah all about? Like, I don't know. Let's say that day, or let's say the person doesn't really believe in it. So is that Hesach HaDas? So, I don't know. According to the Lamdas, it should be. I don't know if the Rav will tell you, but like, okay, no, they were like, mitakein, that it's like, you know, it's one bracha per day because of most people. I don't know. I'm not sure. In short, I don't know. According to the explanation, you're right. I'm hesitant to say, well, Maya said we require you to do a new, because it doesn't sound like that. The way Tosus presents it, it sounds like this always applies. So, it's hard. It's a good question. I should have my footnote, like, what happens, you know? I was expecting another question, but it's a good question. So the first explanation is all about the mindset. As long as a person constantly has the mindset about the centrality of Torah, that is the, there's no Hesach HaDas. Oh. The second explanation, which I feel like I've heard this B'Shem Lerav also, but I couldn't find it this time, which is also a fascinating idea, which is that the Isak HaTorah that we're talking about, which is the subject of the mitzvah, again, is not about, say, the mindset about the centrality of Torah per se, but it's rather about whether your actions throughout the day are in line with Torah values, which is also a beautiful idea. People ever hear this idea? That as long as, even though technically you're not learning Torah, but as long as your actions throughout the day are in line with the Torah values, so that is considered to be a continuation of Isak HaTorah. So again, there's a slight difference between the two different explanations. The first explanation is more focused on like the mindset about the centrality of Torah. The second approach, which I prefer a little bit more even, is this idea about like that all your actions are all in line with Torah values. So this beautiful idea that you can be going out to work, you can be doing all different things, but like as long as you're, you know, conducting yourself like a Ben Torah and all your actions reflect Torah values, that's considered like a continuation of Isak HaTorah. One second. And therefore, according to this explanation, again, according to both, they're both similar. They're both saying that that the subject of the mitzvah of the Birchas HaTorah is not technical Limud HaTorah, but it's rather Isak HaTorah. There's just two different explanations. Is Isak HaTorah about mindset regarding the centrality of Torah? Or is Isak HaTorah, according to second explanation, is about all your actions being in line with Torah values? Yeah.
The same as these guys would apply here also.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, same question. Let's say the guy went to work and started stealing. 100%. The same question would apply to both. Either you don't have the mindset, or your actions don't reflect Torah values. Does that mean there's a Hesach HaDas? Sounds like there should be. I'm hesitant to say that that's what Tosfos would hold. It just, but yeah, I'm not sure. Sorry, Chien. I'll just leave it at that. Yeah.
Like what he says in like Yishal Ka about you see Hashem there.
Could be. Like, yeah. Yeah. Delphi in line. So just a lashon in the Rishonim, which I was very excited to find, which again, points in these directions even more than Tosfos Lashon is the Meiri. Anybody have the Meiri's Lashon? Or again, he also has this Lashon. Again, Tosfos doesn't say much. All Tosfos says, because it's the constant Chiyuv, therefore no Hesach Hadas. But the Meiri, I thought, is a Lashon which points more in these directions of Isak HaTorah, it's all about, this more the general, general perspective the person has. Anybody have the Meiri? No? So if you have a line where he says She'ein le'isuk b'torah shum hefzik, it's like toward the end of that paragraph. You can just search it now. You see that line? She'ein le'isuk b'torah shum hefzik. Yeah. All right, slow. She'ein le'isuk b'torah shum. I think in this context. Right, it's like le'isak, I think it's like the noun, right? Le'isak b'torah shum hefsek, right? There's no hefsek in regards to isak haTorah. Continue. And that's a key line. Right, even though you're eating and drinking, right? Basically, lamaisa, you're not learning, you're eating and drinking. Here's the key line, the Meiri seems to go like one step further than Tosfos. Achar shlo hisparik ol Torah me'alav. I was very excited when I saw that. Right? The Meiri is clearly saying, why is there no hefzik? Because you haven't rejected the Torah values. Right? Lo hisparik ol Torah me'olav. Right? So it's clear by saying that the koveya is whether you were hisparik ol Torah me'olav. Right? It sounds like the Meiri is clearly, even more than Tosfos, saying this idea that the koveya is not technically learning. Obviously, when you're eating and drinking, to use the Meiri's example, you're not technically learning. But says the Meiri, as long as you haven't been hisparik, right, you haven't been kofar, the Torah, there's no hefsik in terms of what we'll call the Isak HaTorah. So again, it's still not clear whether Meiri is focused on the first explanation of mindset, of the centrality of Torah, more like the Hashkafos, or more focused on your actions. Again, he's not taking a stand on either of these two. At one point, I thought he was, but second, I don't think he's taking a stand whether it's more mindset focused or whether it's more action focused. But either way, the Meiri, I think, even more than Tosfos, is very clear, is saying that the gedra of Isak HaTorah is not actual limud, but it's your mentality or your overall actions being in line with the Torah. Yeah.
So Rufi, this when it's sort of Solon was a kofar, it would be a brachah levatal.
Yeah, that's in line with what Nadav was asking. Basically, the question is, right, let's say someone, doesn't have the mindset because he's a kofir. Or let's say someone is doing many averos, which is very clear that his actions are not. So it sounds like there should be hesach hadas.
And if you wanted to learn again, you would have to pick another one.
And if he's a kofir, I don't think he has
that. But let's say, he had a bad morning in terms of hashkafos or in terms of his actions. But he was closer. In the afternoon, he's like, I want to go, want to go to the base medrash and learn some Torah, right? So again, according to this lamdas, it sounds like you would need to make a new bracha. Again, maybe I feel more comfortable saying it than the Meiri in a Hanami, because Meiri says me'achash l'hisparik ol Torah me'olav. So you're saying, let's say he was misparik ol Torah me'olav. So maybe the Meiri says in a Hanami. So again, within the Meiri, I actually feel comfortable saying maybe in a Hanami you would need to make a bracha. I felt less comfortable within Tosfos because Tosfos doesn't really spell out this chiluk. He just says, there's a constant chiyuv, therefore there's no hesach hadas. He doesn't even say this. But within the Meiri, I actually feel comfortable saying in a Hanami to Nadav's question and in a Hanami to Meiri, to Meir's question. Not the Meiri, but Meir's question. In the Meiri. Fine. Okay. Great. I'm actually making good progress. So basically, in terms of this version 1b, right, we're basically saying that practically speaking, Hesach HaDas is not Mechayev a new bracha by Birchas HaTorah, but fundamentally, Hesach HaDas would be if there was Hesach HaDas. All right, you see where I'm going, why the Tosfos and the Meiri seem to say, fundamentally, if there was Hesach HaDas, it would be Mechayev. Presumably, either, or Tosfos, because it's clearly a Birchas HaMitzvah, or if it was a Birchas HaNenin, but Their chiddush is that there happens not to be any hesach hadas just because you stopped learning. Fine, that's why the Tosfos and the Meiri belong to this approach or version 1b, right? 1b, that fundamentally hesach hadas would be mechayev, but just practically speaking, it's not. Another makor for this idea, right, that seemingly holds, again, not so clear, that hesach hadas would be mechayev, but just practically it's not, is the tour in Mem Zion Zion, and the second day in the Gra, right, and Shulchan Aruch Mem Zion Ches. Anybody have the Gra or the tour at their disposal? Right, so they both have a fascinating shita, which seems like not to make any sense at first glance. It's like one of these like in between shitas, right? Where he's going to say that Hesach Hadas is a problem, except if what? Anybody remember outside? Except if you learned right away, right? This middle shita that if you learned right away, so then there's no problem with Hesach Hadas. But if you didn't learn right away, then there is a problem with Hesach Hadas. So whenever you have like a middle shita, you have a lot of times like in lambdas, like. It's like Poseik HaShay Se'ifim. Like, where are you? Do you think there's a problem with Hesach Hadas? And there's a problem with Hesach Hadas, so then it should be a problem even if you learn right away. If there's no problem with Hesach Hadas, then why do you have to learn right away? It's like, you know, it's like one of these in-between shitos, which, you know, is exciting from a London's perspective. Obviously, you know, it takes, you know, extra mental energy to explain. So again, the tour has this. Anybody have this? Lomei Miyad? Yeah.
Lomei Miyad, Achar Kriyash Mamar Poseik HaShachris. Ein sarach lavarek lepnei shibracha shniyah shlefei kriyah shma shi abba rabba yish ba me'ein birchas Torah upoteres osa. Ida.
See the imlomid miyad achara? Yeah, that part? Oh,
yeah. Imlomid miyad achara she'oz hipoteres o shebirach birchas Torah. Nehiske lilmod, hifzik achar kach limudo, ein o sarach lavarek kol ayom.
Right, for now, right? Basically, he's saying this idea, right? That if you recite Birchas Torah and you learn right away, so then there's no problem with Hesach Hadas. So again, as long as you learn right away, then there's no problem with Hesach Hadas later. So the Gra, again, is the Gra in Mem Zayin Siv Ches, right, on the Shulchan Aruch. Or the Gra, again, has two different deos. We'll get to the first day next. Right, he basically, right, in the second day, says this idea that anybody have the lashon? She'ino poter kol hayom? Yeah, go for it.
She'ino poter kol hayom, elam shana ko...
Al atar?
Shana al...
Atar?
Al atar. Acher al poter kol hayom.
Exactly, right? Right, it's only poter the entire day. I mean, the only time you don't have a problem with Hesach Hadas is if you learn right away. Then, right, if you learn right away, then it won't be a problem with Hesach Hadas. But if you don't learn right away, then there will be a problem with Hesach Hadas. So the obvious question here is, mima nafshach? Is Hesach Hadas an issue, or is it not an issue? Which one is it? What's this middle shita that somehow, all of a sudden, if you learn right away, so then there's no problem. But if you don't learn right away, there is a problem with Hesach Hadas. So we're going to suggest a couple different explanations. Oh. So the first explanation is to say that maybe these shitos are going within the Birchas HaShevach approach. To say that what? Within the Birchas HaShevach approach, you can say that fundamentally there's no problem of Hesach Hadas, and you need limud samuch lebracha just to put the Birchas HaShevach in context. Right? So one way to explain this middle shita is to say, you need limud samuch lebracha, but Hesach Hadas isn't the problem. That would work out very nicely within the Birchas HaShevach approach. Because the Birchas HaShevach within one side requires limud samuch lebracha to grant context, right, to the bracha, but Hesach Hadas is not going to be a problem. That would be one way to explain the shita. Only problem is, what else do we know about the Gra? What other shita of the Gra? Exactly. He says, right, the other Gra says, of course you're chayiv on hearer divrei Torah because it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, right? So this explanation, by saying, oh, you can just easily explain this middle shita by just going the Birchas HaShevach route, is definitely not going to work for the Gra. That's number one. And also, honestly, also the Gra's lashon sounds like, you know, Birchas HaShevach is shayach. It's just, sorry, so it sounds like that Hesach Hadas is shayach. It's just that when you do the limud samach lebracha, you get out of it. So while Birchas HaShevach could explain the shita, maybe it might work for the tour, it's definitely not going to work for the gra, who's clearly working within Birchas HaMitzvah. So again, within the gra, right, Chazak Kushal Duchta, if it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, and Birchas HaMitzvah we know is subject to Hesach Hadas, so what's the idea that, yeah, Hesach Hadas applies unless you did the limud samach lebracha. So what's this idea? Oh. So before we explain this, anybody see the Tosos and Menachos? How do you see? Right. So the Tosos and Menachos has a parallel shita. Right. So there, the Tosos and Menachos and Lamed Vavam Nalav, right? Dibur Hamazchil Raisach Ben Tfilah Tfilah is discussing, right? Is it a case where a person is doing multiple shechitos? Right, you have your bracha, make your birchas, right, ala shechita, you make your bracha of ala shechita, you do your first ma'aseh shechita, and then you're mafsik in between the ma'aseh shechita. So there the Tosos, here and elsewhere, has two deos about is that hefsik in between the ma'aseh mitzvah, is that a problem or not? I'd like to now focus on the second day. And the second day on Tosos says, there is no problem of hefsik. Says Tosos, as long as right, the bracha was chal, and there was no hefsik between the bracha and the first ma'aseh shechita, there's no problem with the fact that there's now a hefsik between the later ma'aseh shechita. And if anyone recall, he makes a comparison. He says, just like... No. He says, just like another time where you make a bracha, as long as you're not mafsik between the bracha and the first ma'isa, suda. It says, just like sach, just like talking be'emsa sudasa, right? We know you're not allowed to talk before you, right, after you make the hamotzi and before you start eating, but after you start eating, you're allowed to eat. So Tosa says, oh, just like there, right, when you, as long as there's no hefsik between the bracha and the first ma'isa called ma'isa achila, there's no problem if you have, you know, a hefsik, you know, between, right, you know, right, it's like before subsequent ma'aseh achila. He says so too when it comes to shechita, as long as you weren't mafsik in between the bracha and the first ma'aseh shechita, the first ma'aseh mitzvah, there's no problem of being mafsik right in front, before the subsequent ma'aseh mitzvah. So again, if you think about it, that's a similar construct to the shechita. Right? What is the Torah in the second day of the Gra saying? Right? They're saying that as long as you learnt right after the Birchas HaTorah, it's fine to be Mesiach Das in between, right, your first Limud and your subsequent Limudim. Right, it's a similar construct where as long as your Bracha, right, there was no Hefsik between your Bracha and the first Maisa, you know, living abroad, whether it be Maisa Achila for Birchas HaNeh, be Maisa Mitzvah for, you know, Birchas HaMitzvah of Shechita, or Maisa Limud for Birchas HaTorah, as long as there's no hefsik in between the bracha and the first Maisa, you can be mafsik, between the subsequent Maisa. But now we still have to ask the question, what's the lumdus here? Why is it? Why? What's the difference between hefsik being a problem for the first one and it being a problem with the second one? Nadav, is that a hand?
Yeah, I'll say that. That's a different question.
Oh, okay. So, there are two explanations offered for that Deya in Tosos, right? In terms of why there's no, again, and we'll see whether they carry over to our context. Again, two explanations for why is it that, right, is not a problem talking in between the Shechitos and why there's no problem talking in between, right, the Achilos Be'emsa Su'udasa. So one explanation is that all the Maisim are considered one integrated Maisa, your Su'uda. All your achilos are considered one integrated ma'isa achila. Similarly, all your ma'isa shechita are considered all one long integrated ma'isa shechita. And therefore, as long as the bracha was chal on the ma'isa, there's no problem of talking of being mafsik in the middle of a ma'isa. The only problem there is in Hilchos Brachos, Bepashtus, is to talk in between the bracha and the tchilas ha-ma'isa. But once you start the ma'isa, there's no problem of talking while you're in the middle of the ma'isa. So if you're assuming that all the ma'isa shechita and all the achilas are just one long ma'isa, so then the bracha was chal on the tchilas ma'isa, and there's no problem moving forward. So according to that, just one second, if you want to carry that over to say, yeah, all the limud that you do throughout the day is considered one integrated limud, and therefore as long as the bracha was chal on the tchilas limud, so therefore you're fine. That's how the first explanation would go. The only problem with that, and then I'll take my doubt's question, the only problem with that is that that explanation of saying it's one integrated ma'isa works better in the context of shechita and the su'uda, because there, we're talking about a hefsik of dibur. We're not talking about a major hesach hadas. Right? And the implication in the sugya there is that if you're a Masiach Das in the middle of your Suda, so then you do need a new bracha. If you really have a major Hesach Das in the middle of your Shechita, you would need a new bracha. So the problem is that in the context of Birchas HaTorah, we're talking about a case where you're a Masiach Daito completely. So therefore, given the fact that you're completely Masiach Das, it's hard to say that all your limud throughout the day is all one integrated limud when you're clearly Masiach Das from it. So that's the problem with carrying over that first explanation over. It's first Nadav and then Meir.
Yeah, so in similar lines to the last sentence, where is the geder where they stop plugging into one another?
Well,
meaning, if I do a shechita, I can't say 8 hours later that I want to do another shechita and think it's kolel, so what's
exactly.
The...
So generally the geder would presumably be the factor of Hesach Hadas. Right? So generally, I think Tosis even say that. You can talk in between, but as long as you weren't Masiach Das, as long as you didn't plan on stopping, right? You're just like, oh yeah, I want to continue being shochet. Right? Let's say you're a professional shochet, and you keep on shechting, and you say, oh yeah, I plan on doing more and more and more. I always plan on doing more, so that's considered one. Once you're Masiach Das, and say, yeah, I don't know if I need to do any more. I think I'm done with my day's work. And then all of a sudden they bring you more, like, oh yeah, by the way, there are a couple more chickens you need to shecht. So then that's considered...
Compares it to a Suda, and we don't...
So Suda... And the Suda's also, if you have
Hesach... Is it a Zman?
No, it's a Hesach Hadas factor, also by Suda. So I'm saying, so generally the Koved, the answer to your question is generally whether you're in Masiach Daito. And therefore, in this case of Birchas HaTorah, the whole Shita is that even if you were Masiach Das, it's still not a problem. So therefore, this first explanation for that day in Tosas would seemingly not going to work.
But maybe we could be telling that in this... what we said before.
For the other day in Tosos?
That what is Hesiach
Daito? Yeah, but...
That it's only when he's sparked all Torah on Me'elo.
Yeah,
so
but the
there's
problem,
really no...
But these Shitos don't say that. It sounds like they... I hear what you're saying. You're trying to combine the Shitos. The problem, these Shitos seem to say that without that, as long as you were low-made Mi'ad, you get out of the Hesiach Hadas problem. And the question is, it sounds like even without those other Svaros. That's what it sounds like. So the last explanation, actually given by the Rav in the context, I think in that context, it could be this context also, where the Rav says that if you understand Birchos HaMitzvos, he's talking about the Shechita, or the Birchos HaNenin of the Su'uda, and carrying over to Birchos HaTorah. If you understand all these brachos as a matir, says the Rav, you only need a matir for the first Maisa. Very interesting idea. And the perspective, like on Birchas HaNenin, when you're eating food, is interesting perspective. When you make the bracha to be matir, does that bracha as a matir go on every single food? Or is it as long as you're matir, the first achila, the rest of them don't even need a matir? So the Rav says it's the latter. When it comes to matirim, you only need a matir on the first maisa. Once you have a matir on the first maisa, the rest of them are paturas. He says that that's the pshat of being masiach, of being sach be'emsesu daso. Because as long as the matir is chal on the first achila, the rest of the achilas don't need to be connected to the bracha. Same thing with Rav Lashita. So same thing with the birchas hamitzvah on the shechita. As long as your birchas hamitzvah is matir the first shechita, the rest of the shechitas don't need a matir. This is similarly, if you understand that Birchas HaTorah is B'toras Matir, which is an assumption, as we know, right? If you assume that's fundamentally a Matir, along the lines of Birchas HaNenin, or Birchas HaMitzvah, Midin Matir, so you can simply say that you only need a Matir on your first Limud, and therefore, once you have a Matir on the first Limud, we don't care about Hesach Hadas, because you don't need the Bracha to be Chal on the rest of the Limud for the rest of the day, because as long as the Bracha Midin Matir was Chal on the first Limud, that's going to suffice.
Yeah. So,
once
again, how is
that
comparable to the Achila case?
The Achila,
if you're a Messiah,
you have to be Matir. Oh, you're saying, why doesn't Hesach Hadas...
It doesn't answer the question, really.
Interesting, you're saying Hesach Hadas. Okay, that's a good point. Okay, so again, you're saying either way, you're going to have to contend with the Hesach Hadas not being a problem here, but being a problem there. That's a good aura. Yeah, no, you're right. But you're within both explanations. 100% right. Yeah.
You could say that in food, you only have das on what you're thinking of eating, and Birkas HaTorah, since you're thinking of learning Torah, which is a more general thing. The Birkas HaTorah is a general bracha. Like, and then you'd say, like, or for eitz, and you'd have an apple. Then if you have another apple, you are mechaven to the apple. That's what your das was on. Berakas Torah, you have das to have to learn Torah. Just
and more generally speaking, you're saying, and that would be a reason why it's less susceptible to Hesach Hadas. Could be. So let's stop here. I think we're going to start Mincha, but we finished actually what we wanted to finish. Okay, good. Yeah.